they're new and they're not stretched out. Oh,
I can't believe we have new stuff.
They're HD 280 Pros, in case you were wondering. These are probably like ones that Ted donated. Thanks, Ted.
Thanks, Santo.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Santo, for the venison.
Santo brought us venison, and he brought me a bottle of wine. Thank you. And you weren't at the event, and I was.
I'm not jealous. I can handle it.
He brought us... Well, you just did an eye roll, so...
Yeah, but that was just being
anyway,
fun.
Santo likes to kill deer with a bow and arrow, and then he killed it himself, I told you.
With a bow and arrow?
Well, he's gonna... and a crossbow, so he has two. Which I think I... And he told
me... which one's a crossbow?
The, like, crazy one that Katniss uses.
That goes like that?
Yeah.
Then the bow and arrow is...
Like a... It's like a fancier mechanical kind of bow and arrow. And then he harvests the meat, and he brought us venison chops and venison steak.
So I have a chop and a steak?
Correct.
Good, because every time I ask someone, how do I prepare it, Shruti is really, every time, she's the only person
I asked.
What
did she say?
She said, what kind of cut is it? And I said, I don't know, but now I can tell her.
Santo said
I'll let you know what she says.
Santo says he likes to make stew with it, and that's his favorite way.
I guess I'll be cooking this weekend.
Did you check if they were still frozen?
Yeah, they were.
That's my ice.
Thank you.
Thing.
I'll keep it for you. I'll keep the ice and bring it to you one day.
You can keep the cooler.
Thank you. I love a little cooler. You know I go to the beach a lot.
I'm going to wait for the FMU cooler that's coming.
Ooh, classy. What else is coming?
Mm-mm. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU, by the way.
What day is it?
Friday.
What time is it?
6:06.
How many seconds?
24.
And your name is?
Michelle.
I'm Franny.
Welcome.
Welcome, weirdos.
This is our talk show, and we have a topic tonight. You can call us at 201-209-9368. Franny, what's the topic?
The topic is that time you got scammed.
How'd that feel?
Good.
All right. 201-209-9368. We want to hear about that time you got scammed.
Someone stole $1,000 out of my bank account from a Romanian ATM once.
Did you get it back?
Yeah, but it took months. And in the meantime, I had no $1,000.
Damn.
Had to borrow money from my mommy.
When was that?
I was like 24, maybe. So, a very many moons ago, Michelle.
A long, long time
many,
ago.
Many, many moons ago.
Galaxy far, far away. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, the worst thing happened today.
Oh, what?
So, my passport expired, and I was really avoiding going to get a new passport photo because my last one is so beautiful because I was like 23.
You can use your old one.
What?
You can't on your driver's license. You can't on your passport.
No, you can't.
You let your passport expire?
Well, it's expiring in 3 months.
Oh, okay.
But so I was avoiding it because I didn't want to take the photo.
Mm-hmm.
And then today I couldn't avoid it anymore because my mom screamed at me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was everything I thought it would be and worse.
Those pictures never look good. How often do you use your passport? Once a year, twice a year?
Twice a year, I guess.
That's okay. It's better than having a bad license picture.
The last one, I have that too.
My dad yelled at me about something that I didn't take care of.
What?
This thing with a credit card. Just like the credit card not working and I have to call the place and I have it and he keeps asking me about it.
You better do it.
I was going to do it the past...
Your dad is a very respectable man. I think you should do what he says.
I know he is. And I usually do what he says.
I would do what he says.
He's a good guy.
What happens when he gets mad? You don't want to talk about it, or it's bad?
You know when I get mad and I shut down completely and I'm, like, super angry, but I don't talk at all? But
yes.
Everyone in the room can tell I'm, like, livid?
Yes.
It's like that, but 100,000 times worse.
Oh, he shuts down?
Hardcore.
Oh, I was thinking you were going to say he's one of those dudes that, like, never gets mad, but then when he does, it's like a blow-up.
No, I don't even think he's ever yelled at me, actually.
That's nice.
He's like a silent anger kind of guy.
That's scarier, maybe.
I hated it when he was in a bad mood. But he usually wasn't mad at me, because I was his favorite.
Yeah, you're his favorite.
Yeah.
I could tell. I sat at dinner with you guys for 1 hour and a half, and I could tell. Anyway, 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is that time you got scammed. If you don't have the cojones to call us...
Damn!
You can join the comments community. What the hell is that?
What the hell is what?
That flag with the two eagles.
That's been there. I thought you were going to say it was a rat.
Girl, if there was a rat in here, I'd be screaming at the top of my lungs, bloody murder.
That's an American...
If there was a rat in here, would you get that bat and beat its head in?
No, I wouldn't.
Why?
I would leave.
We would call Ken, and Ken would come get that bat and beat its head in.
I don't know if he would.
There's a pink umbrella over there.
I see it.
Sorry, we got distracted. You can join the comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link.
You're too deep?
I haven't drank all week, really. You know, I lied.
You drank coffee today, so were you drunk when you showed up?
No, I was trying. You don't want to know why I was drinking coffee because you don't like talking about that.
Oh, bathroom situation?
Mm-hmm. I keep saying I'm sober, but I got drunk on Tuesday, so.
I didn't realize you were already too deep.
Can you tell?
No, I just didn't know, but I was surprised when
it's because I got here early.
Oh, yeah, you did.
We started drinking early today.
No, but the beer doesn't get here early.
The beer got here early.
Shouldn't. I'm going to have to put a stop to that.
I asked permission.
No more fun anymore. I'm shutting down the fun.
Now that you're the boss?
Mm-hmm.
Not even on a Friday?
Maybe.
We're just two girls trying to have a good time on a Friday night.
I don't have a good time anymore. I'm all business.
Girl, where's your blazer?
Got my business
cards. Oh my god, can you start wearing suits?
No, gross.
How are your business cards? I want one.
Let's talk about this later.
Oh.
201-209-9368. What?
You didn't like them?
I like them.
Okay.
What's the topic?
That time you got scammed.
Have you ever been scammed
besides... Wait, that's a Guinness.
No, it's not a Guinness.
It says Guinness on it.
It's a brand. It's a blonde. It's a lager, dude. It says American Lager right there.
I just see logos.
You're such an art director. There you go.
Thanks.
Should we take a call?
Yeah.
Okay, do it.
Shruti came over this week and drank all my wine.
Damn. She's a hero.
She drank two bottles.
Alone?
Yep.
You didn't help her?
I helped her at the restaurant, and then we went home and she had two bottles.
So she had more than two bottles, and she has three kids, though. One for every kid.
They're out of town.
One for every kid. Oh, I like her. Girl after my own heart.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies, how you doing? I listen to your show every week. You're the best thing on the radio. I got scammed. It was about 23 years ago. It was the day I said, I do.
Damn.
Damn, dude, that is messed up.
That is not nice.
I'm just joking. I love my wife. I love my kids. I just got a call. You know, you guys are great. Like I said, I listen every Friday. But, you know.
That was a good one, though, dude.
That was really funny, though.
Good way on a Friday.
Good way to start off the show.
Yeah, well done.
Starting off strong.
Well done.
All right. Have a good weekend, girls.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Say hi to your wife for us.
Yeah.
201-209-9368. That time you got scammed. Then somebody was ordering stuff off of Chewy.com.
What.com?
Chewy.com, which I think is like pet
it's
stuff.
It's for dogs.
On my credit card to my old address on 9th Street. So that means like, how did that happen? I don't even know.
I don't even know how these scams happen.
All I know is I don't have a dog and it wasn't me. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys. Happy weekend.
Thanks.
Can we play the Shandy song, It Wasn't Me?
So when I still lived in L.A., I was really out of work, and I went on one job interview. I had to drive all the way down to Riverside. It was for, like, an SEO copywriting job, supposedly. And I get there, and there is no one in the office. The whole place, there's, like, ladders and wires hanging from the ceiling. It just looks like there's no computers. There's nothing.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What happened?
So who scammed you?
So, well, I'm saying I think the whole thing was a scam. So
Woman,
there's like this one woman who greets me, and she's like, hey, I'm like the assistant director or whatever. She brings me into this office and gives me like a test that anyone could have done. It was like, Google this. And she pretty much offers me the job. And I'm like, why is there no one here? Why is nobody working here? So I asked her, and she's like, oh, well, we're remodeling. Everybody's downstairs for the time being.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, could you give me a tour? And so she brings me downstairs, and there's like, you know, like eight people with like headsets on and whatever. But there's still, everything's under construction. There's all these wires. And she's like, oh, this is my boss. This is the director. And I asked her, oh, hey, how long have you been working here? And she was like, 2 weeks. And I was like, oh, 2 weeks, and you're already director. Good for you. Because the other person had only been working there like 5 weeks.
Well, couldn't she have gotten hired as director?
Maybe it was a startup.
I don't believe that it was. Because then she's walking me around. There's like all these doors that have signs that say like, do not enter. But they're just like written on pieces of paper.
This sounds like that season in Homeland. Where they have like all these people pretending to be real life humans on social media, but they're bots.
What season is that?
The last one.
Didn't watch it.
It got weird.
Doesn't it happen again now?
It's happening in real life now. But...
when's The Affair coming back
on? Oh, I don't know.
It's coming back on soon.
Buddy, what's your name?
Oh, it's Nicholas. Nicholas from Montclair.
Oh, hey, right. Nicholas.
Wait, didn't you win for the turtle thing?
I did.
Oh, yeah. We just put your shirt in an envelope today. Enjoy.
Oh, thanks so much.
All right, have a good one. One time, when this is a part I got scammed, part I almost got raped, probably.
Oh.
But those are kind of the same thing.
Not really.
But when you get raped, you're getting scammed.
Mm.
Or when you're getting lured to a situation where you might get raped.
Yes. Maybe. What happened?
I was a freshman at NYU, and at the NYU job fair, I met a man named Brock Weilin. Mm-hmm. Who was the publisher of this magazine called Picture Magazine. And I won't lie, he was handsome. But so then whatever, he hired me as an intern. So I would go to the office and do, I don't know, I don't even remember what the job was. And then one day he said, do you want to be a photo assistant for the shoot that I'm doing this weekend? And I was like, yeah, sure. So he gives me an address and I show up. And as I'm walking in, I'm like, this looks like it might be his home. But I knock on the door, and I walk in, and nobody's there but me. And I'm like, where is everyone for the shoot? Oh, it got canceled. I'm like, uh-oh. I gotta get out of here. He's like, you want a beer? And I was like, okay. And I start to, like, maybe sip on the... I start to sip on this beer, and I'm like, this is really weird. And suddenly, not suddenly, you know, he takes his time, he's just talking to me, and then eventually he's like, do you want to be a model and I'll just take pictures of you? And I'm like, no, I don't think so. That's not really my thing.
Oh, that's so lame.
And he's like, oh, come on, I gave you a beer, whatever, let's do this. And I'm like, no, I don't feel comfortable. And then he punches the couch right next to my head.
No way.
Hard as hell. And was like, did you get scared? And I was like, I gotta get the hell, how do I get out of here? And I eventually was just, I was like, yeah, because that was weird. Why'd you do that? He was like, oh, why are you being so weird? Why are you so scared of me? And I was like, I really should go. And I just left. He still owes me money. He never paid me for my work.
You were an intern.
I saw him one, no, I was a paid intern.
Oh.
And then I saw him like 3 years later, randomly in Union Square, and I threw up.
Did you really?
Yeah. I was so scared when I saw him.
Did he see you?
I don't think so.
Weird. That's a terrible story.
I got scammed.
But it could have ended worse.
Yeah, way worse.
Way worse.
I don't know what I was thinking. I knew not to go in there, and I still did.
Why?
I don't know. I guess I was like, I don't want to get fired. 201-209-9368. That time you got scammed. You're listening to Shut Up, Weirdo. you can also join the comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. If you want Michelle to put her phone down...
I have to do something really fast.
You should write on the comments board, Michelle, put your phone down right now in all caps. Hi, you're on the radio. No working on the air. Hi, hello? You're on the radio.
Yes, I am. I am what I am, and I eat a lot of yams.
Wow.
Okay. How'd you get scammed, lady?
Well, this was my dad, but one time he was walking.
Oh, it's like a kid.
And it someone is. An old lady. With...
How do you know it's...
She just said my dad.
So weird.
My name is Lee Stort, and I'm the greatest.
She's cranking us.
Follow me at me as Lee.
She just tried to plug her social media or his
what
social media.
What the hell was that? A, was that a girl or a boy? Was B, a kid, was a human above the age of 13?
At first I thought it was an old lady, but then I realized it was a kid who just tried to plug their social media.
That was so weird. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Franny. Hi, Michelle. It's Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, Scott. What's up?
I'm chilling. So I got scammed one time. It was pretty funny. This girl used to come around, and beautiful girl, and we dated a little bit, and then, you know, the first time we're making out, and we got to the part where I was about to take her shirt off.
Second base.
And she said, hold on a second, I got to tell you something. And I said, what? And
she's like,
well, I don't want you to freak out when you see it, but I have a deformity.
The little micro?
Third nipple.
Well, she said she had a third nipple.
Ah, who cares?
And, well, I, you know, yeah, exactly. I'm like, you know, oh, well, you know, okay, you know, whatever. She's like, you know, but I just don't want you to get weirded out when you see it, you know. It's like, you know. It's like, okay, whatever. So take the shirt off, take her bra off, and I was looking at an absolutely perfect set of breasts, and I'm looking for the third nipple, and it's not there. And she's laughing her ass off.
She teased
I was kind of disappointed because I was ready to see this, and, like, you know. So for the first time in my life, I was looking at a perfect set of breasts, and I was disappointed to see them because that's not what I was expecting.
I want to see a third nipple.
Me too. Me too. I've been like.
So she was just testing to see if you really liked her or something.
She was awesome. Yeah, you know. But yeah, that was. I thought that was pretty funny.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, she got me.
All right, Scott. Thanks for calling.
Cool. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Must be nice to have your freedom back.
Must be nice to always have your freedom.
Sometimes I don't feel free. 201-209-9368.
Have you ever seen a third nipple?
No.
I don't think they're, like, big, like, real nipples.
No, they're not. It's not like a boob.
Then I think I have one.
No, you don't.
I have a little. It looks. It's not like a freckle. It's just like.
No, I don't think you have one.
Damn.
I've seen you in a bathing suit. It's like, well, a beauty mark.
How do you know what the difference is?
You'd know if it was a third nipple. Mm.
I wonder if anyone at FMU has a third nipple.
We'd know.
If you had to guess a DJ that had a third nipple, who would it be? Because I have a guess.
Who?
No, he'll get mad at me.
Bryce?
Yes! Right?
That's what I was thinking. But I was more thinking because I heard third nipple and then I thought third eye. And then I was like, Bryce could have a third
nice
eye.
Nice save.
No, it's true. And then nice I thought save. Bryce could have a third nipple too.
Oh, that's funny. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, my name is Mello. I love your show.
Hi, Mello.
Hi, Mello.
Hi, Flinky and Michael. What's up?
Nothing. We're just doing our show, having a good old time. Tell us about that time you got scammed.
Okay, so I'm in middle school, right? And we get these, like, debit cards for lunch, and I dropped mine outside. Long story short, some kid found it and was using up all my lunch money, and I couldn't get pizza. And it's really crazy because, like, I'm actually in the car waiting for my mom to cook a pizza right now.
Wow, that's so crazy.
You're really in middle school?
Yeah, I'm in seventh grade.
When I was in college and we had those cards when you could use points, you could use the points to buy cigarettes, but none of the parents knew it.
You could use points to buy, yeah. I used to buy beer on mine. I used to buy cigarettes.
You guys are really crazy and bad. Like, you shouldn't be drinking and smoking. We learned that in school. Like, have you ever taken a DARE class?
Yeah, but kids your age are different than kids our age.
Call us when you get to college.
No, plus we grew up in the 90s. It was a different time.
Wow, you guys are, like, old.
Yeah, we are, like, old.
That's okay. That's pretty cool.
Is it?
Yeah, it's okay that you're in middle school. That's pretty cool, too. We'll accept it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, bud. Enjoy your pizza.
Right.
All right. Bye. Bye.
That's the same a-hole who called in with the yams, FYI.
No, I don't think so.
Yes.
Well, then I got scammed.
She's dead to me.
Dude, come on.
It's like, if you're going to crank the show, you should at least be funny.
I fell for it. I got chumpetized.
You go what?
Chumpetized.
Trumpetized?
Chumpetized. Like a chump. Oh, chumpetized.
Chumpetized. I had chicken buddies last week.
How are they? What else did you get?
Nachos.
See, I got bad nachos last night, so now I'm going to have to get good nachos tonight. Which sucks, because I shouldn't be eating nachos 2 days in a row.
It's so good, though.
The nachos?
I feel like nachos is one of the world's best foods.
One?
Yeah, one.
Yeah, sure, I'll give you that.
Thank you. 201-209-9-
Damn, now I want those nachos.
Oh, with the nasty cheese.
I like that cheese.
I know. 9368, that time you got scammed is tonight's topic. Call us. They were good. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I got scammed once.
It's all girls. What does that say?
Yeah.
Men don't want to admit it.
I was in college, and I was visiting Paris, and I got street scammed.
Oh.
Like those cards.
The gypsies?
You know, when they have those street cards, and they need to find a one, and they flip it over and move it around really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a bunch of people looking on, and they kind of cheered me on, and it turned out they were all in part of the scam.
Right, because you start winning, and then you lose it all.
Yeah, I lost all my money. But then I chased after them and got my money back.
Nice.
Oh, I like that drive.
Yeah, I like that you got your money back. Good for you. Good for you.
So I guess they didn't get scammed.
Well, you did, and then you fixed it.
Yeah.
All right, have a good one.
Bye.
I've been scammed by boyfriends, like, all the time.
Like how? Like, live?
I'll call you.
That's not a boyfriend.
Okay, then boy friends. Space.
Dudes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll call you tomorrow.
I don't want anyone to call me tomorrow.
Really?
Just leave me the hell alone.
Even women?
Yeah, I don't. If anyone calls me, I pick up the phone. I'm like, why are you calling me?
Yeah, people only call when it's an emergency.
No, some people don't. Thomas loves to call.
Yeah, but Thomas just probably doesn't know how to text.
Why wouldn't he know how to text? He's a millennial.
Yeah, but he's not into that stuff.
I pick up the phone because he's so handsome.
You can't see him through the phone call.
But I think about his hair and how tall he is and how nice his clothes
are. He has a nice voice, though. And the way he talks is nice.
Yeah.
Damn, we're crushing on Thomas right now.
How could you not crush on Thomas?
What would you do if I called you?
I wouldn't answer. Straight to voicemail. I already have it plugged in to put you straight to voicemail.
What if it's an emergency?
You'll text.
That's messed up. What if, like, I break a leg?
You'll text. You won't call me. Straight to voicemail, and it won't alert me that you called.
That's why you never write me back when I text.
Just kidding. I do write you back when you text. I feel like people hate me on the comments board today. Is this true or false?
Why?
Because you told everyone to tell me to get off my phone.
No one even did it.
Okay, good.
Mr. Johnny said, I think he called me a bully. And I said, F you, Mr. Johnny. How's that for a bully? And he said, do you want flowers? And I said, okay.
He's crazy.
I know. Hi, you're on the radio.
I think I should share my scam story.
Well, that's why you're calling, right?
It is true.
Cool.
since none of the other guys have enough guts to own up to getting the raw end of the
That's
deal.
That's right. Bunch of wussies around here.
Wussies?
Because I can't say the other word.
Maybe my story makes me a wussy.
All right, let's hear it. All Listen, right. admitting so faults first
date,
is a strength.
First date with a girl?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I like Everything it already.
Everything's going great?
Mm-hmm.
She gets a phone call, which I should have saw as a red flag, because who answers a phone call in the middle of a date?
Not a good date.
Not a good sign?
Well, you don't answer a phone call in the middle of a good date.
I know. Well.
Okay, go.
She says it's her friend who has just gotten over a horrible breakup, and she needs to come and meet us.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a really expensive bottle of wine and a lot of tears later, they're like, well, I got to keep her here. So this is at some crazy fancy hotel here in the city. And long story short, I got these two girls this unbelievably expensive hotel in this.
Oh, my God, I wish that was me.
You're an idiot, Michelle. We should do this one night.
Oh, my God, such a good idea.
I don't want to give you guys ideas.
Too late. We're doing it. Who's going to be the friend and who's going to be the date? Go ahead. So what happened?
You can be the date. I'll be the friend.
You got them a hotel room?
Where?
Yes.
Oh, my God, I love hotel rooms.
It's a Baccarat hotel.
Did you have to be with them, or did they just say goodbye, thank you?
That's the scam part.
Because you thought you were going to have a threesome.
Wait, how did they get rid of you?
I felt bad. I really bought all their stuff, but this girl had something horrible going on, so.
Man, that's awesome.
Yeah, but how did they get rid of you?
I offered to, I'm not going to be the guy on a first date who says, I got to stay in that room with the two of you guys.
Damn, you're a chump. That's awesome.
This is why no guys are calling you tonight.
Because they all got scammed by girls who they thought they were going to have threesomes with?
Well, that wasn't the plan, but...
The threesome is alluring. What's your name, buddy?
So, that's my scam story. It's the only time in my life I've been truly scammed.
Wait, what's your name?
My name's Darren.
Darren, you're on the list.
You're on the list.
First call I made on
the list. For admitting it.
Yeah, we're proud of you.
Well.
Also, you gave us a really great idea.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to use that scam for sure.
Same.
I shouldn't have called.
Yes, really.
Well, you might win a free t-shirt, so listen at the end of the hour.
All right. Love you guys.
Have a good one.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I want to do that. Do you think? I wish I would have done that 10 years ago when I was smoking hot.
You still are.
Yeah. I feel like you can't do that as a 40-year-old and have self-respect.
There's that dude in L.A. Have you heard of this guy?
Mm-mm.
He finds all these Tinder dates, right? And they go out to dinner, and he orders, like, a filet, and...
Then he pretends to get sick,
really great
guy?
Bottle of wine, and then he goes to the bathroom, and he leaves. But he's, like, notorious. Like, his picture's all over the internet.
And
like,
people keep falling for it?
I mean, I'm assuming they still do because they don't know, right? But, like... Everyone on the internet knows about this guy. Ugh. Like, his photo's everywhere.
Damn.
And sometimes the waiters feel bad for the girls and are like, it's cool, you don't have to pay for his. But otherwise, the girls get stiffed.
Damn, that's embarrassing.
It's kind of a smooth situation he's got.
Would you ever do that?
Nah.
I wish I had.
I mean, I'm not that cold-hearted.
I wish I had the balls to do that to someone.
You do.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Why? Because you'd be scared of hurting them or because you'd be scared of getting caught?
Both. Definitely both. I don't like getting in trouble.
I thought you didn't like rules. Both.
I'm complicated.
I know. Yes, I know. That's why I said both.
I can have all of it. I don't have to choose.
I can be everything I want to be.
That's right, and more.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is that time you got scammed. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Frank. Hey, Michelle.
Hey.
My scamming story, I was at a bar, and I saw this girl. She was really attractive, and she was older, and I was in college anyway. As I'm leaving, she gives me her phone number and just told me to give her a call. So I called her the next day. We went out on a date. And when I hung up the phone, I was about to hang up, she said, bring me chocolates or roses or something like that. And so I did. We got to dinner. She's really weird, going to the bathroom all the time. And I found out afterwards she was a call girl, and the guy that I had run into, she was with, when I was leaving the bar, was, I guess it was her pimp or something. But he ended up calling me after I had taken her home, saying, oh, hey, man, I'm really happy you took, I can't remember her name. I'm really happy you took her out, and, you know, she doesn't have any friends or anything, and she's also pregnant, so, and I was like, what? It was just crazy. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm a horrible storyteller. There's way more to it, but.
Clearly.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's, this the meat's there.
I want someone to call in who got, like, straight, either robbed by a prostitute or, like, by a pimp.
The pimp thing is scary.
Do pimps rob? I don't think they do that.
They don't? I think they have the girls do that.
I think, or they have a guy.
What? He cursed?
Have you seen, like, the news, Dave Chappelle, and he does a story about Dolomite, I think, the pimp, or Philpick Slim. Or, I can't, not Philpick
I love Slim. Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, he tells a really good pimp story, but the pimp, like, is teaching.
Well, you don't need to tell it.
Yeah, because not Dave Chappelle.
Have you seen the new Chris Rock one?
No.
I'm going to watch that tonight and get stoned.
Me too.
Damn. Copycatter.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
Good story, terribly told.
Yeah. I took Andy to Dave Chappelle, and it was awesome.
You went live?
Yeah.
Where?
Radio City?
Oh, really? When?
I don't know. Maybe April or May?
God, he's funny. Was he smoking on stage?
Yeah. It wasn't even, like, what I liked about... I don't love Dave Chappelle. I knew Andy did, so I took him. But I left loving Dave Chappelle.
He's so smart.
Because it didn't feel like he was doing a show. It felt like he was just hanging out and talking shiz with his friends, you know?
He's so smart.
It was so awesome.
He's rad.
Yeah, it was really fun.
I'd like to meet him.
He's like beefcakey.
Oh, really? Well, he's tall.
Yeah, I think he works out now, though.
He's like a dad. He has like 5 kids.
Really?
With like an Asian lady.
Mm-hmm.
He makes fun of her on the show, right?
No, he was actually making fun of people who make fun of him for being married to her in the show.
(clears throat) 201-209-9368.
I think we should come up with a scheme to, like...
We're old now, though. We have to take that into consideration.
Whatever. We can put on tight skirts.
I'm too fat for a tight skirt.
Same, but some guys are into that.
I guess that's true.
Some guys are into old fat ladies.
Send them my way, then.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys. Ian.
Hey, Ian, what's
up? Hottie?
Damn. Predator over here.
It was so funny, though.
Not for nothing, that the Chris Rock special is not very good.
It's not.
I fell asleep.
Wait, you just said you didn't watch it.
Oh, no, sorry. I was thinking about the other one on Netflix. The other guy we were just talking about.
Dave Chappelle.
I was thinking about his special.
The Dave Chappelle ones are pretty good.
But the Chris Rock one's not good? I love his voice.
I mean, you should watch it, but I don't know.
It's not going to make me LOL?
I don't think I LOL'd once.
Okay, good to know. All right, what's your story about getting scammed, Ian?
Oh, yeah, I got scammed the other day. I was walking down, like, 34th Street, and I don't know how I didn't know this, but one of those guys who, like, had a stack of, like, burned CDs, he's handing them out.
What?
And he's like, check it out, and he puts it in my hand, and I'm like, oh, nice, thanks. And he goes,
and then he's like,
all right,
$5.
Yeah, donation. And I was like, yeah, donation. And he was like, no, donation. I'm like, yeah, donation, dude. And then I realized he wasn't saying, like, dough, like, money, nation. He was saying,
give him money.
Yeah.
Then
you're an idiot.
That's such an old scam, Ian.
I was just, like, so swept up in the moment.
Did you give him the CD back?
I gave the CD back, yeah.
Scams.
But I don't have any major scams in my life.
All right, have a good one.
Bye, Ian.
You know who always falls for scams?
Who?
He's going to get mad at me for saying it.
Andy?
Mm-hmm.
So he's nice.
I know.
He's trusting.
I know. Yeah.
I wonder if I've ever gotten scammed.
I'm sure you have.
I'm more of a scammer than a scammy.
Everyone, I think, is a little bit of both.
I wish I had a story.
Dig deep, Michelle, dig deep. You could tell us about a time you scammed someone if you'd like to do that.
Okay, let me think about that one.
I would love to hear a really good story about someone you scammed.
Let me think.
I gotta pee.
No.
Okay. Wait, just Ted said, oh, I just remembered Michelle scammed me, but it wasn't a big deal. What was that about?
When did I scam Ted?
I don't know.
You can call and tell me.
But I guess he'll let us know.
201-209-9368.
Damn, Mr. Joni's so mean.
I feel like I really want to think about a time I scammed someone.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
You want a funny scam story?
Yes, yeah, please.
That's what the topic is.
All right. I'm at a gym. I see this really hot chick. She's eyeing me up for like 2 weeks. She comes over and asks if I want to go out for a bite to eat. I said, sure, why not? She takes me to a restaurant. No prices on the menus. Violin comes out, and I'm feeling really uncomfortable very quickly. The she orders her usual, which should have thrown up a couple red flags. I go to the bathroom, and the manager pulls me aside and says, are you friends with this girl? Is she a sister? And I said, no, I don't, you know, we just met in the gym. Can I tell you something? She does this about two or three times a week. I said, does what? She invites guys in, she gets them to pay the bill, and then she dumps them and never sees them again. He literally says to me, how would you like to get even? I said, absolutely. What do I got to do? He said, well, the first thing I want you to do, order whatever you like. Entree, dessert, the works.
Oh, this is good.
So I do. I order everything that that feels comfortable. He gives me the best bottle of wine. And he says, enjoy, have a great day. And he's about to leave, and he says, so how would you like to leave the bill? He said, all you have to do is sign that she's going to take care of it and leave.
The waiter's in on it.
What's that?
Is the waiter in on it?
Oh, the waiter was totally in on the whole thing. It gets better. And the general manager. What ends up happening is she was going to throw it in my face and dump it like a $350 meal.
Right.
On me, it backfired and went totally in her lap. The next time she came in, the manager went up to her and said, ma'am, before you order another meal, I just have to settle up with the last one.
Oh, no, they were in on scamming the girl.
Yeah, I thought in the end you were going to say that the waiters were in on it with her.
They were for months. The manager got a wind of it and gave it back to her.
Right, yeah, I get it.
So the scam ended up going back in her face. Okay.
Got it.
So you left with your free meal.
Yeah, I got a free meal out of it. And so needless to say, I saw her in the gym, and she came up to me and she said, you know what? You're the first one to ever give it back to me, and I deserved it. And that was the last I saw her.
Well, at least she's self-aware.
It's nice she apologized.
Well, she did it.
She got a taste of her own medicine.
She probably did it again, though.
Yeah, she definitely did it again.
Once a scammer, always a scammer, man. But you know what? I would never play anyone like that, and apparently she got a taste for her own medicine.
All right, have a good one.
You showed her.
Yeah, you know, just leveled the playing field for the next guy.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
I was hoping that the story was going to turn into the manager calls me over and says yada, yada, yada. And then they all were in on it against him.
Yeah. And then they deliver like an $800.
And then it's like a scam within a scam.
Right.
But it didn't work out like that.
But I'm sure that exists somewhere. 201-209-9368. There's about 15 minutes here left on Shut Up Weirdo. Franny really has to pee.
I might leave you with a caller.
Okay.
Should we see if this one's acceptable?
Sure.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I got a scam story for you.
All right.
Okay, so yes. I was like younger, and I had aspirations to be a gallerist or whatever, and I'm sorry?
Can you repeat that? I just couldn't hear you very well.
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me? Yeah. So anyway, I'm young. This person offers me this loft in Chinatown to throw shows and have a gallery at, right? So,
that sounds cool.
Yeah, it was, right? Sounds cool. So the catch was that I had to clean it out, right?
Okay.
It was filled with, like, dental equipment and, like, all this nasty stuff. And it was really nasty work to clean it out, right?
Uh-huh.
So I do it. And, of course, you see where this is going. I show up there to, like, plan out the show. And it's just a bunch of, like, you know, larger gentlemen with no shirts and tattoos. I was like, all right.
No.
So that was it.
That's crazy. Did you think they were going to beat you up?
Nah. I mean, I didn't think there was any real threat of it. But,
there was,
you know,
no real danger.
I came over to try to chat about doing the show, and it was just not happening. And these dudes who I'd never seen before happened to be there that day, so I was like, all right.
Yeah, you did get scammed.
Oh, yeah, completely scammed.
Big time.
Hours of really nasty work.
What's your name, buddy?
Oh, it's Guy. What's up?
Oh, shoot. Hey.
Oh, shoot. What's good?
I almost said a bad word. It's Guy. It's Guy.
It is?
Yeah, DJ Guy.
Do you remember when we were listening to DJ Guy's show and he kept saying, oh, we're going to bring the heat?
Yeah.
The heat. You got to bring it.
Wait, you taught me the term popping off.
Popping. No, it's just popping.
Oh, I thought it was popping
off.
Not
anymore. Now it's just popping.
Will we see you around marathon time, maybe, Guy?
Say again?
Will we see you around during the marathon?
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely be off for that marathon.
All right, cool. We'll see you then.
All right.
Keep it popping.
Yeah, keep it popping.
You guys, too. Keep it popping out here.
That's right. We
bring
will.
We bring the heat.
Always.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. All right.
All right, later, Guy.
I feel better.
Good, I'm glad.
Thank you.
Yep.
I didn't even tuck my shirt in because it was going to take too long.
It wasn't easy, but I got it done.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What did he say?
He cleaned out a warehouse in Chinatown because the landlord told him he could have parties there. And then when he got there to have the party and plan it, there was a bunch of guys with no shirts on and tattoos like, uh-uh.
Wait, that's really funny. What an idiot.
Yeah, it was a good one. He said there was all this, like, weird dental equipment in the place and stuff.
Why didn't the landlord just have the Chinese guys with the tattoos clean it out?
Why did you? No one said anyone was Chinese.
Wait, where'd you say about... Oh, no, you said Chinatown. Oh, well, wasn't that far off. Come on. But why didn't the landlord have the guys with the tattoos clean it out?
Because he got Guy to do it.
Yeah, but wouldn't it have been more work for the guys to beat up Guy...
No, beating someone up's easy.
Okay, Michelle.
Just saying.
I've never done it. I guess I wouldn't know. Have you ever beat someone up?
I've punched someone in the face.
But you haven't beat someone. Oh, my God. The fact that you have to sit here and think about it.
I don't think so. Well, I was just trying to think about if my sister and I ever got
fight.
Well,
that's just sisterly love.
No, I don't think I've ever beaten the hell out of someone. But I'd like to.
Hello?
A human?
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
What's up, Ted?
Hey.
When did I scam you? I feel bad.
Oh, you better watch out, Ted.
I think I got a little liberal with the use of the word scam because it wasn't that bad. It was the Road movie. You said it was going to be like Faces of Death.
No, I said a cross between Jackass and Faces of Death.
It was all Jackass.
There was a little bit of Faces of Death.
I heard it was awesome.
It was still good.
No, yeah, it was good. I had a great time.
No, Ted, she didn't scam you.
No, I didn't scam you.
But I was, you know, all prepared for, like, you know, like, maybe, you know, like...
I thought it was going to be more violent, too. I was a little disappointed.
That's not a scam. That's just mistaken.
But it was still a good time.
It was a great time.
A good time was had.
But especially by a few people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean?
There's wild girls there.
Oh, who?
Girls who had too much.
There were some drunk girls? All right, have a good one, Ted. They do something bad?
I can't really get into it right now.
You'll be getting into it at 7:01.
Okay.
Oh my god, I can't wait.
No, it's not a big deal.
So I shouldn't, like, build it up.
No, don't get excited.
Okay. Damn it.
Sorry.
Still want to know, though.
201-209-9368. Tell us about that time you got scammed. There's a full board. Why don't you want to answer it? You don't feel like it? Why? Cat got your tongue?
Yeah.
Suck it up, baby. This is Hollywood. It's not. It's
you ever see that stupid movie La La Land?
Yeah.
God, I hated it. Did you hate it as much as I hated it?
I don't think so. Because I can just watch those. Like, I think those people are so cute. I like Ryan Gosling and I like that Emma Stone girl.
I love them both. I hated that movie.
I didn't hate it.
The dancing in the...
Do you know what movie I love, which is so embarrassing?
What?
I can't... No.
Oh, I have one that I love that's really embarrassing. The Notebook. One that's out now? The Notebook. Hell yeah, that movie's good.
I've never seen The Notebook.
No, but I wasn't talking about that. One that's like out now. Like in the Oscar race now.
Which one?
That's really embarrassing.
Well, if it's getting an Oscar, it's probably not that embarrassing.
The Shape of Water.
Oh. People said it's good.
I loved it.
It looked so bad to me in the preview.
I mean, it is. But it's like a feel-good love movie.
I don't want to see that.
What the hell? You like The Notebook?
No, I didn't see The Notebook.
Oh, okay. What movie do you love?
Will you give me a dollar if I tell you?
No, just whisper it.
It's so embarrassing.
Just say it.
I don't want to.
Michelle. Come on. Spit it out.
Silver Linings Playbook.
What? That's not that weird.
That's so embarrassing.
Every artist loves that movie.
Why does every artist love that movie?
It's about crazy people. I love that movie too.
Why do artists like... That doesn't make sense.
Everyone loves that movie.
I like that J-Law.
I like her too. You know what I saw last night? Phantom Thread.
Ugh. But I do like Daniel Day-Lewis. But I didn't want to see that movie. Didn't feel like waiting, I guess.
It's a long wait. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing, ladies? Yeah, I got scammed once. I was at a drink at a gym working out dressed like a woman. And I asked this guy if he would take me out to lunch. And the bill came up to about $300. And I didn't know. Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Gumby from Bayonne. How you doing?
Gumby, what's up, dude?
Okay, you reminded me of getting scammed a long time ago. I completely forgot about it.
Tell us.
I was when I was first working, you know how you would come out of your office and just get completely stoned by yourself and walk around before you go home?
Mm-hmm.
So I was, you know, I'm walking around 34th Street looking in the windows, and I was looking at, like, MP3 players or whatever there was at the time, Walkmans or something. And some guy came up to me, and I was wasted, and some guy comes up to me, and he starts talking to me and talking. Long story short, he talks me into giving him money to go pick up a player for me from, like, some secret depot.
Oh, you fell for that?
It was, like, retarded. I hand him, like, $20 or whatever it was, and he goes. And I'm standing there like, oh, I wonder when he's going to come back with my thing. And then, you know, that's one of those things when it's over and you finally realize that you never tell anyone. There's nobody in the world you could possibly tell how stupid you were or how wasted you were. And then, you know, I was all these years, I was always thinking, oh, if I ever see him, I'm just going to crack him in the head. But, of course, you know. These
yeah.
People, they just disappear into the wind.
Totally. With your $20.
Yeah, exactly. So that's my story.
All right, Gumby. Nice good talking. To hear from you.
Yeah, see you soon.
All right, bye-bye. Take care.
Have a good one.
Yeah.
That dude's awesome. I like him.
Me too. But I just realized when I said all the artists love that movie, I was thinking of that movie with Jim Carrey and...
Oh, I hate that movie. Kate Winslet?
Yes.
Ugh. Eternal Sunshine.
I hate that movie too.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yeah, that's
Mind.
The movie I was thinking of originally.
I do not like that
when
movie.
I said that.
I do not like that movie.
You don't? I hate that movie.
My ex-boyfriend loved it.
I always
movie.
Think maybe I just don't get it.
No, it's not that you don't get it.
Then I just don't like it.
It's not good. I do like Jim Carrey though. There's only 5 minutes left. Not even.
Good. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies. This is Kimrick.
Hey, Kimrick. What's up?
I got scammed at my store some number of years back.
Oh, I got scammed at my store.
I get a call from somebody who says they're from the car repair shop next door that wasn't open that day. They're like, oh, yeah, I've got a friend who's coming by. Could you loan him a few bucks, you know, because
what? I'm going to
use later. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, okay. So then it seemed to, you know, I wasn't paying close attention. And then when this guy shows up, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm so-and-so. And I go, it was being kind of weird and pushy. And because I was supposed to give him like 25 bucks so he could go get a decent meal while he waited. And I go, well, here's 10. You can go to the coffee shop down the corner. And the guy was all bent out of shape. And
I like that phrase.
I'm like, hey, you know, you take it or leave it. And suddenly he leaves and it kind of like dawns on me. It's like, wait a minute. It took me a little bit and I called the number back and it was like a payphone. So it just
use a
like
dummy.
That.
Yeah, you dumb.
Never lend anyone money.
I think it's your family. Is you're being punished for being nice.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the thing that sort of cheeses me off. If you're getting punished for being
me
nice,
off.
That's a little different.
Cheeses
like, oh,
me
nice.
Off.
Like,
and
I just
cheeses
nailed someone
me
out
off.
And I got screwed. So it's like that's where you kind of, where the bit of anger comes from sometimes.
Kimrick, you're funny.
So did you make it to the robot show?
No, but my friend Thomas did.
Oh, did he?
Did he like it?
I don't know. I didn't talk to him afterwards. He invited me to go, but I had too much work to do.
It was raining like hell, apparently.
Yeah, it was raining that day.
But I guess a bunch of people showed up.
Last Sunday?
Cool. Saturday. Mm. All right. Well, Kimrick, thanks for calling.
Well, take care.
You too.
Have a good one.
You too.
Do you want me to tell you about the time I got scammed?
Yes, please.
Okay. It was my birthday week, I think, or like 2 weeks after my birthday. It was like right after I'd gotten, like 6 months after I'd gotten broken up with the first time.
Uh-huh.
So I was like crying
yeah,
every
it was
day
rough.
And I was super depressed.
Uh-huh.
And I had gotten a computer for my birthday. I bought myself
oh,
a laptop.
I remember.
And I was working alone in my store in Williamsburg. And I had the computer on the counter and this guy came in and he was like, I'm looking for something for my girlfriend, you know. And he was like looking around at the jewelry. And I was, like, showing him the jewelry, and I was, like, literally, like, helping him try on, like, smelling perfume. Like, we were there for, like, 20 minutes. He was trying on all this perfume,
like, smelling
it.
Like, he really conned
it.
You.
Yeah, like, I was, like, believing it, and I was, like, we got to pick something out nice for her, you know, blah, blah. And then he was looking at, like, we have these dream catchers and, like,
mm-hmm.
chimes and stuff. And he was, like, what are those chimes? Like, you know, let me see those, you know. And I was, like, pulling them down, and he was, like, yeah, I want that. That's great. And I was, like, okay, I just like got to grab some wrapping paper from the back so we can wrap it up. And it was literally like he was in the store for 20 minutes. So it
uh-huh.
wasn't like a fast thing. So I totally believed him.
Yeah.
And so I like turned my back literally for 2 seconds. I hear the door. I turn around. My laptop's gone. So I run out of the street and I'm like yelling. And it's right by Pies and Thighs. So I was like talking to the guys at Pies and Thighs. Like, that guy stole my laptop. But I realized I was the only one in the store. And if he had a friend checking,
they would have robbed the store.
They would have robbed the store. So then, like, some guy tried to run after him, and no one caught him, and he stole my freaking laptop.
Did you call the cops?
Yeah, I did, and then they took me in the cop car. You know, the back of a cop car is super tight. Like, and I'm little, and my knees were, like, hurting sitting in the cop car. So I'm, like, driving through Williamsburg in this cop car. They take me to the station. They make me look through all these people.
What?
It was crazy. And, of course, they didn't find him. It was such a waste of my time. But then I spent the next, like, month and a half on the Find My iMac.
Did you find it?
No.
Oh.
Never again.
Someone went into Ashley's apartment, took her laptop off her table.
That was the only thing they stole?
Yes. But she called the cops and everything. There's a detective and everything. It turns out it's the same dude's been wanted for, like, robbing people in the neighborhood, and they, like, know who he is. They just have to catch him.
Damn.
Yeah. I think she might, like, I don't know, find him somehow.
I got so mad. Brand new laptop, baby. Brand new.
I'm sorry, Michelle.
It hurt my feelings so.
It does hurt. You take it personally. Like, why would you do that?
Like, 25. It's like, you could have stolen my laptop. You're stronger than me. You could have,
like, just take it. Why you got to make me talk to you?
Yeah, like, you could have just taken it.
Yeah.
You didn't have to make me talk to you for 20-something minutes.
Gio's here.
Gio could steal my laptop if he wanted to. He's a
tough
guy. He wouldn't.
He's so handsome.
Handsome men steal.
Mm-mm. Should I name a winner?
Yeah.
It's Darren, who got scammed with the two girls in the hotel. Because now Michelle and I are going to do that to a bunch of dudes who are dumb.
Can't wait.
Email us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
See you chumps at where? The Ace Hotel?
Wait,
Standard?
I got a song I want to play.
All right. What DAW are you on? DAW 2. Oh, man. How could I forget that I had given? All right, we got to go. You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
Ooh, it's the best part.
In New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. We'll be back next week with another hit show. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Yeah, yeah. But she got me on the counter. Saw me banging on the sofa. I even had her in the shower. She even caught me on camera. She saw the marks on my shoulder. Heard the words that I told her. Heard the screams getting louder. She stayed until it was over.
Just like I'm going too fast, and I got to slow down, 'cause it might not last.
Heightening snowfall levels, and unfortunately, you know, you've got saturated ground. It's doing a number on the trees. We've also had, of course, very destructive winds, very high winds along with this. One woman in California lost her life.
Sometimes I feel just like I'm going too fast, but I got to slow down, 'cause it might not last. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Members reported flooding, mudslides, as well as frostslides. Now we're going to show you this atmospheric river of moisture. Because of course, everybody is very concerned with how much rainfall.
We can use whether or not to mean regardless. I don't care. So I'm going to bed now, whether or not you're coming with me.
say he was right by my side. Everything right there. My lady losing her hair. I go to sit with her to sit in that uncomfortable chair.
Got it.
Holding her hand right beside me. They bring the chemo out and hook into the IV. The doctor like a dealer, way pumping them drugs. Hard to watch like this. I give a f*** if you thug. I give a f*** if you've seen it all. You ain't seen this. When the mother of your firstborn son, a clench of fist from the pain, from the poison that they pump in the vein. Trying to circulate a system, trying to say she ain't sane. But she is, she's just going through the motions of it. And it's a feeling that I can't counterfeit. It's making me sick. I better watch what I complain about. I better make myself a good day. They promise that we stay around. I look my eyes in the sun. I mean my son in the eyes and ask what the fuck I done to ever feel so alive. We alive. Survive. We alive. We alive. I have my first son, Enzo Taylor Peretta, on December 24th, 2015. His mother was trying to breastfeed him, and she found something when he was trying to do that. It turns out she had stage 3C cancer. And he saved her life, man. He really did. You were blessed with my G. Love you. Can you say daddy?
Daddy?
Can you say mommy?
Mommy?
Can you say squirrel?
Squirrel?
I love you, Angel.
Broken bones, dick, dick.